welcome to Financial Freedom God's Way Radio. This is where you are going to continue to learn, apply, and to pass on Bible-based financial principles and applications so that, well, so that you and your family are not only going to just survive, but can thrive even during these very, very uncertain times. Hi, and welcome again, everyone. This is Bob Lauder from Christian Financial Ministries in Hiawassee, and it is an absolute honor to have you here with us again. It really is. Now, what's going to be on our schedule for our 30-minute time together today? Well, first, during the Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, you are going to, well, first of all, you're going to review just a little bit. We're going to take a look back, and then we're going to take a quick overview of what is yet to come, and then we're going to talk through some of the great reasons for you to be here each week. We're going to be talking about some goals, some of our goals, and what can be and should be some of your goals, okay? All of that, plus a great straight-to-the-point teaching from Dave Ramsey. That's always exciting. And finally, well, finally, you're going to hear yet another Minute with Maxwell, where Christian leadership author and teacher and trainer, mentor and coach John Maxwell is going to be sharing with us his thoughts on how to develop yourself. Boy, is that a good word for today. My friend, during our time today and really for all of our times together yet to come, what you're going to find, what you're going to discover is that Financial Freedom God's Way Radio is not for just casual listening. Oh, no, no. Hey, listen, what you're going to hear and learn and begin to apply is absolutely going to change the spiritual and the material and the financial areas of your life in ways you couldn't even imagine. So stay tuned, won't you? It's going to be a great time together. And as we, well, as we always start, let me open us up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for meeting with us again today. We really do. And would you please, will you please give us ears to hear all that it is that you have planned for us to hear, to your glory, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, now, as we get started, first, recall that during this Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, you are going to learn how to best manage all of the material areas of your life in ways that are going to be pleasing to God. And so far, you have discovered that God's way to get you ready to serve both spiritually and financially is for you to prayerfully and thoughtfully respond to His three questions, the same three questions that He has asked countless men and women down through the ages, same three questions He wants to ask you right now. Now, what are those questions? Well, First question, will you show me your hand? This is God's way of making sure that you and He have a relationship that is set into place. Question number two, what is in your hand? Well, this is where you and He prayerfully take a look at what it is He has given you so you know what you have to work with. And third, well, the third question, will you give me your hand and what is in it? This is where all of the information that He is giving you turns into lifestyle transformation. Now listen, if you need to maybe re-listen to or even get a copy of any of our previous times together or this time together, they're going to be on our website at www.christianfinancialministries.org. That's a good way to go to look back, to review just a little bit. And by the way, when you go to the website, you're going to find that the radio seminar started with program number 88. Okay? Now that your relationship with God is set or reset, now that you know why you're here, well, you begin to know why you're here. Well, now it is time for you to see the opportunities that you are going to have to work out God's three questions and get them up and operating in your life, and hopefully, prayerfully, even help get them up and operating in the lives of others as well, okay? And all of this means, listen, this all means that you are going to set into place some critical scriptural foundations based on, listen, two key biblical financial principles, six critical Bible verses, seven important spiritual tools, And you're also going to see the important part the Holy Spirit has to play in your finances. And finally, you're going to learn, you're going to begin to learn to get all dressed up in your spiritual suit of financial armor. Okay? Now, what you're going to find is that most of what you're going to receive during this seminar, it's going to be right from the Word of God. It's going to be right from the Bible. But along the way, I am also going to share with you, every now and again, I'm going to share with you some personal opinions. And when I do, I will always make sure to identify them as just that, Bob's opinion, okay? Now I got to make something really perfectly clear to you right now at this point, and that is, I cannot tell the future. I really can't. And as a matter of fact, I don't know anybody who can tell the future. And by the way, did you know that there were only two kinds of prophets in the Old Testament? Only two kinds of prophets. You know what they are? Well, one prophet told the future, and the other prophet told forth the Word of God. There were quite a few folks back in Bible times who did a good job of telling forth God's word, but there were not a whole lot of folks who did a good job of telling the future. And you know what? It's the same way. I find it's the same way today. You and I, all of us, man, we're all prophets in the sense that we can help tell forth God's word. I mean, that's got to be the Holy Spirit working in and through us, right? But it was a rare person then, and it is a rare person now who can't foretell the future. Now, by the way, do you remember how you could always tell if a person who tried to tell the future was from God? Well, according to the book of Deuteronomy, if that person's short-range prophecies came true, well, then he was from God, and you were supposed to pay attention to what he had to say about the future, about the long term. But on the other hand, I mean, if those short-term prophecies did not come true, then he was not from God, and what you had was a false prophet. Now, do you also remember the Old Testament cure for the false prophet problems? Sure you do. You see, when that person would give you a short-term prophecy and it didn't come true, well, you just simply took him out to the rock pile and you made him a part of it, and that solved your false prophet problem. Therefore, my friend, I can assure you, I am not a prophet, okay? I cannot foretell the future. But listen, every now and again, I am going to share with you some personal opinions, and I'm also going to make sure to let you know that they are just that, opinions, okay? Now listen, if you're like me, and I got to believe you are, if you're like me, this seminar experience, particularly over the radio, man, it's going to be like taking a drink out of a fire hose, okay? I mean, information is going to come so fast and furious, there's absolutely no way it's going to be real hard for you to take it all in, much less get it all up and operating in your life. So as important as this information is, transformation is, so what can you prayerfully do to best hold on to what you hear? Well, I suggest four things to consider, okay? Four things. Number one, prayerfully listen to the broadcast. Don't take notes, just listen to the broadcast. Listen hard, but listen. Number two, then go to the website at christianfinancialministries.org, and then you can either re-listen to that program again, or you can read and study and even print out a transcript of that presentation for that day, all right? Number three, and this is so important, I want you to consider right now, I want you to prayerfully consider right now with whom you might be able to share some or all of what it is the Lord's going to be giving you during our times together. Now, why? Well, because experts find that if you think about how you would share or teach new material, at the same time you're learning that new material, you are going to absorb and internalize that new material far faster than if you simply plan to learn it and use it for yourself, okay? Number three, look for somebody to share everything with, all right? Okay, now what do we have so far? Number one, prayerfully listen hard. Number two, study the transcript. Three, ask the Lord to give you somebody to talk with about what it is that he's teaching you. And then number four, is, and you know this, number four is you got to review. Again, The experts tell us that spaced repetition is absolutely essential to learning. Okay? Let me say that again. Experts are going to tell you that spaced repetition is essential for you to learn. So, what does that mean that you need to do? Review, review, review. Okay? Okay, listen, these are just some of our thoughts on how you can get the most out of your times together with the Lord during this Financial Freedom God's Way radio. Okay? All right. Now, with all of that background, let's take a deep breath and let's think about some goal setting, okay? Goal setting. I mean, I know that your goals are going to be the most important to you, but what I want you to do is to understand our goals, because I got to believe that once you understand what our goals are, it's going to help you better set and meet your goals, okay? So, first of all, from our perspective, from our side of the microphone, you're going to need to give the Holy Spirit the chance to set a scriptural, biblical foundation for you. This biblical financial foundation has got to start with knowledge from God's Word. You need to understand what God has to say and why. I mean, those are the what's and the why to's, right? But you already know, listen, you already know that knowledge alone is never going to be enough. It's never going to be enough. If you really want to get close to God, and if you really want to stay close to God, you already know that you need to learn how to apply what God's Word has to say. So part of what you're going to do is to take some time to look for some practical applications as well, the how-tos. You're going to begin to discover how to apply what God's Word says on a day-in and a day-out basis. Now, having said that, I got to give you a quick word of caution, okay? You need to start with the principles and then move to the applications. That way you can recognize and deal with the problems rather than simply treat the symptoms. Now, what am I saying? Well, according to the Bible, according to God's Word, financial issues are always symptoms of spiritual problems. Did you know that? Finances are always the symptom of a problem. And the problem, according to the Bible, the problem is always spiritual. Now the good news is that for every spiritual problem, there is what? Sure. You know, for every spiritual problem, there is always a spiritual solution. Okay? And these spiritual solutions, well, they are found in biblical principles. So you need to start with a foundation built upon biblical financial principles. What does God's Word have to say and why? Now we're going to be talking about this more in just a minute. But basically, when you finish up this radio seminar, you're going to be able to know and apply the two most important biblical financial principles in all of God's Word. Six key Bible verses, seven critical spiritual tools. You're going to know them. And you need to give the Holy Spirit the chance to set a scriptural biblical foundation for you as well. So first, you're going to work on your biblical knowledge. That's one of our goals. Now, another one of our goals is, that you're going to need to give the Holy Spirit the chance to change some of your attitudes. Listen, change some of your attitudes about money and material possessions. Now, what do I mean? What do I mean by attitudes? Well, your attitudes, they are the positive or maybe even the negative thoughts and emotions and feelings that you have about whatever it is you know. Okay, for example, if you stop to think about it, what you know about money, you probably learned from the world. Correct. Not from God's Word, but the world, right? I'll just bet that most everything you've ever learned about money, you know, how to make it, how to give it, save it, spend it, invest it, and all of the rest, you probably learned all of that by looking through worldly eyes. So what you need to prayerfully do is to begin to see the subject of financial management through spiritual eyes, so that you don't yield to the pressures of the world anymore. You need to be able to see and to do the right things the right way for the right reasons. And this means some of your attitudes about money and material possessions may need to change. Now, when you meet these first two goals, and you're going to meet them, my friend, you're going to be well on the way to meeting our third goal, which is to help free up God's people. Not only for you to apply and receive a blessing, but also to pass along what you learned to others so that others may be blessed as well. See, you need to know that Christians, my goodness, all over the country, all over the world, including right here in the North Georgia, Western North Carolina mountains, people are not only surviving economically today, they're thriving economically today. Because God's people are coming to the absolute realization that the financial principles found in God's Word form a blueprint for successful living. You see, His principles are what are called supracultural. Supracultural. Well, what does that mean? Well, yeah, that basically means that His principles, they applied way back then. They apply today. And they're going to apply for 1,000 years from now, should the Lord tarry. You see, my friend, His Word applies. See, in his Word, you're going to find instructions on how to live to please God in all of the areas of your life, to include the financial life that you live. Your Bible is His instruction book on how you are to live. Let me give you a true story about this. True story. There was a time when I used to be, on the road a whole lot, giving seminars for Larry Burkett, Christian Financial Concepts. And primarily, I'd be driving across the southern part of the United States, you know, Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Carolinas. And one time, coming back from a seminar in Alabama, I was trying to find something on the radio to help keep me awake, okay? Best I can remember, it had to have been sometime well past midnight. And you got to know that after midnight in the South at that time, those many years ago, it was hard to find something meaningful, much less anything to keep me awake, okay? But I did come across, I came across a Southern Baptist preacher who was waxing eloquently. He really was. He was really going after it. Now, having said that, I'm kind of embarrassed to tell you that I don't remember the subject of the sermon. I really don't. Okay. Yeah, but what I do remember is an example that he used. He came up with the best, actually the only acronym of the Bible that I've ever heard. Perhaps you've heard this. He said that the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E, stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. What? I mean, is that good or what? Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. And that's it in a nutshell, isn't it? Part of what you find in the Bible just happen to be basic, life-giving financial instructions in the form of biblical financial principles. And by the way, His financial principles apply if you have a little or if you have a lot. Hey, listen, they apply to you if you owe a little or you owe a lot, okay? Or you owe nothing. Hey, they apply if you're single, if you're married. They apply whether or not you're young or you happen to be young at heart. If you really want to move into financial freedom God's way, the first stop you need to take is right in God's Word. The financial freedom principles found in the Bible. You see, this is a book of love. Did you know that? I mean, it's a book of mystery. It's a book of revelation, a book of prophecy, a book of family planning. It's a book of financial coaching. This is your owner's manual for your soul. So these are some of the goals that we think are important, okay? First of all, you got to allow the Holy Spirit to set some scriptural foundations for you, okay? Some scriptural financial foundations for you. What does God say and why? Number two, allow the Holy Spirit to change some of your attitudes about money and material management. And number three, you got to begin to apply what you receive so that you and others can not only just survive, but can thrive even during these perilous financial times. Now, These are some goals that we have. But what about you? What are some of the goals that you can have, should have, for all of our times together? I mean, why are you here? Now, I got to know from about 30-some-odd years of experience doing live seminars, there got to be lots of reasons for you to want to tune in, okay? On the one hand, you may be looking to solve a particular problem or maybe get an answer to a particular question. And if that's the case, man, that's exactly what I pray is going to happen. Now, on the other hand, maybe you don't have a particular question or a particular problem. Maybe you just want to learn how to make a good thing even better. And if that's the case, hey, praise the Lord. Or maybe you're somewhere in between. Or maybe you're not sure. Well, you're not sure exactly why you're here. Or even better yet, just maybe you do know why you're here, and because he or she is sitting right next to you wherever you are with a sharp pointed elbow ready for a whole bunch of pushing and poking. Right? Well, whatever the case may be, in your case, it is important for you to consider why you're here, why you need to be here. So after the program today, I want you to take a minute. I want you to write down your goals for all of our times together. For example, just ask yourself, why do I want to do this? What do you expect to learn? What do you expect God to do for you? What blessings do you seek? What do you want to learn to be able to share with somebody else? Listen, if you're single, write them down. If you're married, each one of you, write them down. Write down your goals. And be clear and be specific. You know, experts are going to tell you that, you know, they're going to tell you what you already know. Most of the time, that's what experts do. They tell you what you already know, right? And you already know that the most common time waster and the biggest obstacle to success in life is losing sight of what you're trying to accomplish or forgetting what it is you're set out to do in the first place. So what can you do? Well, you can write down at least one overall goal for all of your time working with the Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, right? At least one. There's more than one. That's great. Write them down. And I got to tell you, we're going to come back to these goals, ours and yours, quite often as we work our way through the seminar in the upcoming weeks. And I got to tell you for sure from experience, my friend, strong, clear, measurable, timely goals, they are going to help you swim upstream against the natural current. Man, they're going to help you violate the law of least resistance, and they're going to keep you off a someday aisle, right? Strong, clear, measurable goals, they're going to help keep you focused, okay? All right, that's enough of the seminar for today, for our time together today. And it's been a good time. You know, now, during all of our times together each week, what you're gonna do is that you're gonna begin to set some scriptural foundations based on two key biblical financial principles, six critical Bible verses, seven important spiritual tools. You're along the way, you're gonna see what important part the Holy Spirit has to play in the area of your finances. And plus, well, you know, looking back, we just did some goal setting, didn't we? Our goals and some thoughts about possible goals for you. And finally, my friend, recall that we know from lots of years of experience, there are four good ways for you to get the most out of the Lord's radio time and his investment time with you. Remember what they are? Number one, prayerfully listen hard. Number two, print, read, and study the transcript. Number three, ask the Lord to give you someone to talk with about whatever it is he's teaching you. And then number four is to review, all right? Now the next time you're going to be in for a real treat, because next time you're going to begin to see the part that Rex, our Roman soldier friend, has to play in your personal finances, we're going to begin to talk about how to pick up and to put on God's spiritual financial armor. You're not going to want to miss it. So I'm looking forward to seeing you next time. All right, now let's move right on into a couple of great teaching thoughts from Dave Ramsey. Hold on to your seat, because he's going to get into your face.
Today's question is from Victor in Arizona. I'm 64 years old, debt-free, close to retirement. I'm planning to co-sign on a house for my daughter, as well as give her the 20% down, which constitutes 30% of my total savings. The total amount is $300,000, and she only qualifies for $150,000. I want to help her out, but I'm not sure this is a good idea. Can you advise? You do not have the money to help her at the level you're helping her. And she can only live in a $150,000 house by herself. Oh, poor little thing. Oh, God, really? Seriously? No. No, 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 no. Unbelievable. No, you do not co-sign for your kid's mortgage, period. They rent till they get their crap together, okay? And if you want to give them some money to help them with the down payment on a house or give them enough money to buy a house, I don't care, but it should be a reasonably small percentage of your net worth. So you're saying you're going to give her enough to put 20% down, but that's one-third of your entire nest egg. So let's play a game. Let's say that's $150,000 you own to your name and you're getting ready to give her $50,000. Dude, have you ever told this princess no? Seriously, no. I mean, you can afford to give her about a fourth of what you're giving her in cash, and you cannot afford to co-sign. Translation, she can't afford the house she wants. Hope I wasn't unclear.
Now, that's a great word. Stay away from co-signing, even for your family. Dave says don't do it. And by the way, so does the Bible. Don't do it. Thanks, Dave. Finally, today, as promised, Christian leadership author and teacher, trainer, coach, mentor, John Maxwell, has some great thoughts to share with us about our own self-development. Let's listen.
I would like to talk to you a minute with Maxwell today on developing yourself, growing yourself. Because really what I am is I'm in the people development business. Pretty much I walk into people's life, find out where they are, and then through serving and adding value to them, hopefully help them get better. That's what I do. I'm glad you're with me on a minute with Maxwell, because in about a minute, I can give you a thought or two that would help you to develop yourself, because I think most people would like to get better. In fact, if you really don't want to get better, you can just turn Minute with Maxwell off, because this is what Minute with Maxwell is all about, helping you get better. What we have to understand about developing ourselves and getting better is that it doesn't take brilliance and it doesn't take a lot of time and it doesn't even take a lot of effort, but it must be intentional. That's the word I want to implant in your mind for a moment. The fact that you don't get better automatically, you only get better because you intentionally make a decision to get better. And here's my word for you today on Minute with Maxwell. Here's how this works. You have to go from being a person of good intentions to a person of good actions. That's the great separator. To develop yourself, you've got to get out of the intending world and get into the doing world. In fact, your good intentions are good intentions, but they're worthless. Totally worthless. The most overrated phrase in the world is good intentions. I know all kinds of people, they have good intentions, but they never do good because they didn't act upon what they knew. So if you want to develop yourself and you want to get better, just act on what you've already expressed that you want to do. The moment you quit talking about it and start doing it, now you've got something. I had a friend named Randy one time who came to me and said, John, your talk talks and your walk talks. But your walk talks a lot louder than your talk talks. That's true. Become a person of action today.
Wow. Now, those are some great words to consider for our Your Finances in Perilous Times radio seminar, right? Thanks, John. And that is all the time we have for today. So let me close us out with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for bringing us together again today and for each of the days yet to come to your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a blessed rest of your day, won't you? And we're going to see you next time as we continue down your personal road to financial freedom, God's way.